Hello and welcome to another episode of the Never a Straight Answer podcast, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm your host Gaz, and joining me in the studio for a new year, well, it's said he's got the secret of being a super soldier. Rumour has it he was bitten by a radioactive bald eagle during a barbecue, and now he has blood type USA positive. All I know is my co-host, he's Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, good evening everybody, welcome to the new year.
Happy 2024, yeah. You lovely people.
We finally arrived.
I gotta say that, I think that was probably one of the most wordy intros I've ever given you.
Yeah. True enough there.
I thought the imagery was,
yeah,
like it was beautiful.
A radioactive bald eagle
at a barbecue.
Anyway, it was a beautiful day.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful time. Yeah. Everybody was having a great time.
You were.
Anyway, thank you and welcome along to the show.
Yeah.
It is indeed 2024.
Yeah.
Oh, what exciting treats has this year got in store for us? We'll find out. I mean, for the ride, so make sure you join us. But thank you for joining us tonight or today or morning, evening, whenever.
Yes.
For another episode of the show, because whether you're a new listener or a repeat offender,
keep repeating.
We've got you back here, bro. We're here for you.
Yeah.
Welcome along.
Welcome.
Karate chop. Right, anyway, we've got an excellent episode this week. We're talking, since, you know, most people, you know, first of the month, beginning of the year, you want to kind of like think about being healthy and changing the lifestyle and doing kind of like being the best version of themselves.
Yes, a lot of people do try.
They do a bit of training, they do a bit, think about a new health regime. Got me thinking about, like, you know, the extremes of that and like the lengths people will go to, or the lengths maybe governments go to enhanced.
Yes.
Enhanced people, enhanced soldiers, in super soldiers, basically.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, enhanced brains, enhanced sort of like cognitive skills.
Yeah,
all this.
Been in movies for a long time. I mean,
exactly.
Now.
You just said hit the nail on the head. Comic book movies. Yeah. I mean, I'm not being rude, but every government's probably watched Captain America and went, "Can we get one of them?"
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is any scientist working on this stuff? Super soldier serums.
Yes. Definitely,
but to an other extent, you know, I mean, like, not only, like, in terms of super soldier serums, but smart drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, enhancing your brain power as well as your physical attributes.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about it all in the show, so do stick around.
Yes, please do.
I think you should.
It's going to be a good show.
Did you have a great New Year, by the way? A Christmas and New Year, because it has been Christmas as well. So Merry Christmas as well, because we did the Christmas show with the Yetta.
Yes, we did.
But we've
indeed.
Not seen you since.
No, we haven't. No. It was a quiet one. I liked it. I needed a rest.
Nice and quiet. I enjoyed a quiet Christmas.
It was nice and peaceful.
It was cool. New Year was quite... I watched The Hootenanny.
Oh, yeah.
With Jules Holland.
Oh, right.
The Sugar Babes and all the rest of it. Then the fireworks, obviously, you know, and the ball drop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's obviously New Year. Happy days. I'm just in 2023.
Well, hopefully,
can kiss my ass, because I was like so happy that year is over.
Hopefully it's going to be a great year.
I think it is going to, actually, yeah. So, I'm optimistic for 2024.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this week's episode, obviously, is about kind of being, you know, changing your ways in terms of, like, your health and doing things that might kind of benefit your health and cognitive skills.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, like, limitless... We're going to be talking about like limitless and kind of those smart drugs and enhancing your cognitive and stuff like that. But one thing that was coming up when I was doing the research was nootropics. Now, today's sponsor, or this week's sponsor, is big on nootropics. And
if you're
looking, you know, to like boost your productivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously,
bit more performance,
get rid of that midday slump and get the focus. Yeah, I feel energized.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I think this is a great product because it does boost your productivity levels. It does. And it's our sponsor today, Magic Mind.
It is, and it says what it says on the tin.
It does give you Magic Mind. Like psycho. It is the ultimate productivity supplement. It's basically a blend of natural ingredients, nature's most powerful ingredients. It's carefully crafted to enhance your mental clarity, boost your energy, and elevate your overall productivity.
Make you
sounds magic,
stronger
doesn't
and
it?
Smarter.
That's exactly what Magic Mind does, and it brings to the table. It comes in a handy little bottle, so it you know if you're on the go, it's perfect for that.
It is.
It's a unique combination of nootropics and botanicals. Magic Mind is designed to support brain functions and provide energy throughout the day, sustainable energy. So say goodbye to caffeine crashes. Welcome to a more smoother, more focused you.
Mint, because I hate them caffeine crashes.
I mean, yeah, most people who like drink energy drinks, you know, because they need that boost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not mental clarity, is it? I feel foggy as anything on them. And when you get those crashes, well, Magic Mind doesn't do that.
No.
But the real magic is, obviously, it's about the ingredients. So Magic Mind is using, like, you know,
The stuff that your body needs
exactly,
at the end of the day, yeah.
And it, like I say, it's in a ready-to-drink format, which means it's great for professionals or students.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to crush your goals, get one of them.
Yeah. And throughout the day as well, it's not like a quick fix.
No. So I mean, it's like kind of like it is sort of.
It's like a little extra boost meal in the day.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's a meal supplement. Oh, it's a supplement, isn't it? So it's like,
to
take
have a
these
meal
things
as well.
with a balanced diet.
Yeah.
But the idea behind it is it's kind of like slow releasing, if you like, throughout the day. So rather than drinking loads of caffeine and then having a crash, you don't seem to have that.
No.
But like I say, if you're working on a project, it's perfect. I mean, like studying for an exam, you want to enhance your daily performance, Magic Mind has got your back.
Yeah.
So there is a link in the description.
It certainly is.
If you would like to have a look at it, then they're offering a whopping 56% off if you subscribe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if you want to try it and have a one-time purchase, 20% off for a one-time purchase using the code NEVER20. At the checkout.
That is
so. Thank you so
20.
Much, Magic Mind, for getting on board.
Yeah,
and I really like it. To be honest. I think it tastes lovely.
Yes.
And the days I use it to get that kind of extra boost on, kind of like clarity and trying to just get tasks done.
Yeah.
I find it really kind of helpful, and then I end up kind of doing more than I set out to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is genuinely my opinion. So, do check them out. Anyway, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand with what we're actually talking about today.
That's true.
Because of using nootropics, and like I said, nootropics are supposed to kind of enhance your memory and your focus.
Yeah, natural or synthetic.
Lion's mane
ones.
Mushrooms as well is supposed to do a similar thing.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they're natural.
Yes,
yeah, right.
That's
they're
true.
Like, you know, lion's mane mushroom, it's a mushroom that grows wild.
Yeah.
Using blends like these guys at Magic Minds do. Of kind of natural ingredients that, like, but specifically chosen for properties they have and being able to kind of enhance clarity and focus and give you a bit more energy.
Yeah, you know, the goodness that
these are the basis of being, you know, what they consider a super soldier, isn't it? Because, like, this is what we were going to be talking about, super soldiers and, you know, enhanced abilities.
Yeah,
right, yeah.
You've got to enhance the mind.
So, what
as
would
well
you consider?
Well,
I mean, like, what would you consider the assets of a super soldier to be?
Smart thinking, strong,
bulletproof,
flexible.
Well,
I wouldn't say
bulletproof, but like I would say fast.
Yeah,
stronger than the average man.
Yeah.
Be able to kind of like leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like you think Captain America? Yeah.
Yeah, somewhat like that, but maybe a bit more special.
What, a bit more special?
A bit more, yeah. Because I think they would by now have the ability to make it a lot more, a lot more about.
I mean, you not think that like these sorts of like experiments have obviously been going on for many years? I mean, obviously World War II.
Yes.
There was many, many experiments on you know, prisoners as well as soldiers.
The LSD.
I mean, there's so many to even kind of go into. Montauk, I think, was one of them, wasn't it? The Montauk Project.
Even today now...
Was that actually CIA, wasn't it? I think this is what I'm getting at, because it's not just, like, you know, Nazis who are doing these crazy experiments.
No.
It's all other countries. Yeah. At the end of the day, there is a physical interest in kind of producing an ultimate soldier, right? Or an ultimate warrior, or somebody who's going to outthink the opposition, because...
But I think I think we put machines in that kind of category... in the way of putting pieces of machinery to the human instead of actually, you know, giving them a chemical base on strength. They can use it by attaching a steel object on their arm that's light to them but can put a hell of a more of a punch.
Well, actually, you know, talking about robots and stuff like that, there is evidence to suggest this goes towards... Barack Obama, when he was in office, and he publicly said, "We're building an Iron Man suit,"
and it actually endorses drugs.
You didn't seem too impressed with that. You're not impressed with the fact that they're building an Iron Man suit. I thought you were going to go, "Really? What are they?"
No, because I think they're all doing that, to be honest.
Of course, but aren't you interested in to see it? I want to see what they're at. I want to see the progress. Because at the end of the day, I want it screen ready. I want it to look like as sleek as Iron Man, right? If you're going to turn around and make a bold claim that we're building an Iron Man suit, I want it to look the balls, mate. Yeah, I want to see it flying around. Pew! Right? Yeah. Maybe this is the shit we're seeing, like these UFOs or UAPs or whatever, is these guys flying around in Iron Man suits. I don't know.
Well, there has over the last like 20, 30 years one that like they look like that they're actually human beings sat down.
Well, the CIA is hoping to create an enhanced human. Well, they've tried to in many times, but it's basically sparked a bigger idea, because these guys are a surveillance company, so what would they use it for? But an Iron Man like high-tech armor would probably be more in line with what the army do you know what I mean, like rather than doing sort of like biochemical experiments on them.
But then you'd still have to do the biochemical on the brain, so the like limitless like kind of drugs would be able to be put into him, maybe built into the suit that when he needs it, he gets like a boost of like strength and stuff like that. And then when he doesn't need it, so he doesn't actually become addicted to the actual...
Well, obviously, like you were saying about earlier, so like MK Ultra, those types of projects, Montauk, whatever, they all existed to try and break people psychologically, using drugs, torture. They did it for decades, and obviously that went on through the 50s, the 60s, even now. So these agencies have a lot to answer for. Now they've been kind of poking and prodding and trying to work out who, like, you know, what they kind of can glean from the human psyche when it's at breaking point, stuff like that.
There's big psyops now, isn't there? There's loads of psyops that are going on.
So look
at
like, you know, all right then, we're going comic book here. Yeah, we're talking about Captain America and stuff like that. But look at Bucky Barnes. Yeah, the Winter Soldier. He's a super soldier, He's made in a different way because he's a product by the looks of it. As a product of these psychological experiments, right? Yeah. So they break the guy and then mold him into a killer. And by doing that, you are kind of enhancing him because you're taking away moral conflicts, you're taking away any sort of compassion, which might stop a soldier doing their duties, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
You strip them of all these kind of emotional barriers.
Yeah, they're going to be then, consequences.
Then, well, these guys then are like basically happy to go and do whatever you tell them to.
They're drones at the end of the day.
They're basically drones. Yeah. Yeah, that is exactly it, right? So is that not enhancing your soldier? Because you want him to be, well, you know, you'd expect
I
you,
think
you'd
it's
want
more
him to be like more hardcore, go out and do the job, wouldn't
you?
But, like,
you're sort of killing the soul.
Of course you are.
And if you're killing the soul, then it doesn't have the ability to go what's right or wrong. It's just right.
Well, no, this
I'm
is
an
the
enforcement.
Thing. But this
I'm
is this is exactly what the problem is, because like most of these experiments are aimed, or these you know, psychological experiments to try and enhance is they are obviously despicable, but they are done for those exact reasons, because they want their soldier to not have those emotional ties, that they will just go and kill people as a drone and not feel any remorse for it.
Because there's definitely no remorse.
Well, obviously that's perfect then. That's a super soldier. Do you know what I mean? So the idea that they can use like keywords and phrases and stuff like that to reprogram you, right,
is
kind of one thing, isn't it? But like, obviously, what I'm getting at is these sort of psychological experiments have been used for decades to try and mold the minds of basically killers. Do you know?
Yeah.
But for a flag, you know, it's okay because we're doing it for.
Yeah,
we all sort of got
been put in that kind of status, really, because we're all following the a rhythm to the beat, but that rhythm's gone totally wrong.
Why did you just get Gloria Estefan in my head then? Can I feel the rhythm of the night? Go on.
Because it's a tune.
It is a tune, actually. Go for it.
Yeah, so there's definitely something off key, and we all know there's something off key, and we haven't exactly got the answer to it, but it's a case of like, I've lost my thought, to be honest. I lost my thought into it.
It's all right.
I mean,
it's not only like, you know, US and Russia and Germany and everywhere else. I mean, China's
South Korea
has done human testing to create biologically enhanced super soldiers.
This says
top US officials, the point fingers, they say, well, we did it, but only because China did it first.
Yeah, but that seems to be sort of a good reason, but also a bad excuse.
Well, no, but it's like funny because we've talked about this before. It's always that is the reason, right?
Yeah.
So the reason why, again, in an aim to create super soldiers, enhanced soldiers, during the Cold War, the US government, CIA, got wind that the USSR or Russia were conducting psychic testing. They were apparently making great strides in telekinesis, in remote viewing, in all of these different fields, right? And they were smashing it, right? Yeah. So the US government went, well, didn't we just feed them a load of bullshit information? Like, we were doing that, but we weren't. And they went, yeah. So they went, well, they're apparently doing really well at it now. And they went, surely we should start doing it.
Exactly.
So basically, the CIA fed Russia a load of bullshit that they were doing psychic research.
Yeah, to get them off track.
Then Russia
turned on him.
Switched it around on him and said, well, and started doing research, trying to catch, thinking they were catching up with the United States.
Yeah.
But started doing legitimate research, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then got ahead of the United States when the United States went, shit, they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, we best get on this.
So then, like, policies after that, it was like, right, well,
that sounds really complicated.
They're doing something.
Exactly.
We've got to try and beat them in it because they
might do something that gets the edge. Yeah,
and that
right.
seems to be a problem in the economics of the world at the minute as well. It's just like, right, well,
so
we
basically,
need
if you've
stuff,
ever seen. Oh, sorry to talk over you, if you've ever seen the film Men Who Stare at Goats.
That is basically what it is.
It's
story,
about the psychic arms race, basically. Yeah. It's like, who could get. You know, it's like that. None of it was actually ever like corroborated. Any of it, though, it was all kind of like just never worked.
There was there was supposed to have been experiments. There was paperwork found of experiments of doing this kind of stuff, but it's like the beginnings of MK Ultra. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff, where they started playing around with minds and like how to mind control people into doing stuff. And then if they could do it to us, they could easily do it to a soldier and then go even more depth into the soldier, which then means they can do it to us.
Well, according to Washington, intelligence shows that China has actually conducted human testing on members of the People's Liberation Army in hope of developing a super soldiers with biologically enhanced capabilities.
Oh.
So, whatever that means, do you know what I mean?
Steroids.
Proper steroids, yeah. Creatine.
Yeah.
You get on the creatine. Maybe, or no, like, porridge. What were they called? Like, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
In Universal Soldier. So, basically, his office at the CIA said that basically they were obviously looking into it and obviously request they had to do a request. Was it a Beijing for Beijing to kind of pursue it, the
quest
investigation?
The, yeah.
But God knows. I mean, like, what is
well,
this?
Well, we wouldn't end up with the truth. As if they tell anyway. You anyway. Yeah, it's like yeah, we're investigating, and then yeah, you won't hear nothing else.
That's well, you know, we've talked. Well, basically, what they're using is CRISPR. CRISPR-9, right? Do you know the gene manipulation tool?
Yeah.
That's basically, they're using that. The Chinese researchers are using the gene editing tool CRISPR, short for clusters of regularly interspaced short plandominic repeaters, I think, something I can't even say. This has been used to kind of treat genetic disorders and modify plants, basically. Yeah, we've obviously we had DNA today. We were talking about CRISPR.
They're
using that to try and manipulate genes to create super soldiers.
Yeah. It's definitely.
This is what I'm saying. We've already got the tools to do this.
If we can play around with
genetics, that we can kind of change the color of your eyes or hair, or you know, give you attributes that you know are genetically desirable. Yeah.
Where do you think they come from?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
They've already tried this stuff, so you can actually go and buy this stuff. Then.
So if you're able to get that on that level, then what are the extremes of that?
This is
what I'm saying. It's like the consumer level, right? You've got the consumer level, which is pearly white teeth, blue eyes, blonde hair, all like chiseled good looks.
You know,
big boobs, nice bum, whatever. Classically good looking, whatever you want, right? Yeah. Whatever is on the menu, if you can afford it, we can give it you, right?
That's
the consumer level.
Yeah, right.
What's the military grade level? What's the governmental level? What's
higher? Way higher.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, what sort of attributes can they dole out? Yeah, if it's a military operation or they've got a budget of XYZ. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I go off one of the Lockheed owners in the 80s and that. Bill Rich, and he stated that when we get we get 2% on computers, like the military get 40%. So imagine that scale. That is just beyond what we'd probably imagine, to be honest. And there is stories out there of things that have been done that we could never imagine. So
I think
they've already got their super soldiers, but what they're doing is
it's been going on for decades. I mean, like, the Montauk stuff was going back as early as 1977.
Yeah.
That was a CIA program of researching behavioural modification.
Yeah.
You know, and
totally.
It's like these are things that they are trying to do to... this is...
messes up.
I just had a bit of a Barack Obama moment who popped up on my YouTube.
Oh, no,
him trying to talk in about creating a super soldier. I was wondering if it would play, but I don't think it will. without picking up. So unfortunately, well, I'll post that. But I've also here got the official leaked MK Ultra documents.
We did an earlier episode on this.
Yeah, we totally did a full episode on this. But I mean, like, what I might do is post these on social as well.
Yeah,
because these are the documents that were now released and now declassified.
Which
for a long time people were told it was a conspiracy theory.
It
wasn't true. It was all covered up and hush hush. But it was like, you know, obviously with declassification, this stuff has come out as actually fact. Yeah. Do you know? So, you know, don't always kind of poo poo the conspiracy theorist.
No, because I find most conspiracy theories are actually conspiracy facts.
Well,
it's
just
getting the info or trying to get the information out there.
Well, yeah. Well, like I say, China's trying to develop its own super soldier. BBC have done like a story on this actually, but you know, the fact that it is worrying, isn't it? I mean, the whole thing is worrying. I mean, genetically modifying people to an extent where you turning them into, you know, machines. But the idea we do that now. But we do that now. I mean, if you join in the military, you go through rigorous training to become, to be put in a psychological mindset plus a physical,
you can be drugged in military as well without any legal actions against the military for it. When you sign your documents now, that's a part of it.
What is it like? They you sign up to anything and everything.
Yeah. Well, there was this just after the pandemic, there was a story that came out, national news as well, that actually the U.S. Navy have changed a part of their contract, which states that they can do anything with their sailors. But in the past that was taken away. It was used but then taken away, but now they've reintroduced it. So now, like, sailors could be sailing out now taking some kind of substance which they don't know what's happening with. You know what I mean? It might give them clarity to, you know, find the target better
as well,
and stuff like that, but
now,
it might not.
So and you've
long
got...
Long-term is...
Think about... Well, I'm thinking long-term, right? Yeah, so let's look at this from... So it takes decades, as I said earlier, you're poking, you're prodding, you're trying to find out what'll break you, what won't, what we can do, what we can't do, and it's all jigsaw pieces, right? The idea of a super soldier is slowly coming into the science fact. Rather than science fiction, because let's look at this in a logical way, right? We already know that there's techniques to break the human psyche, right? These sort of techniques have been going on for ages, right? Yeah. We've also now got gene manipulation, right? So the argument between, you know, whether you could use this sort of gene manipulation on adults, right? Obviously, there'd be some criticism there because obviously you're a fully developed adult. Using gene editing on an adult might be quite risky. I don't understand. I don't really know. Yeah, right. But changing the DNA of an embryo would be a more plausible route, right? But then that's a case of, right, okay, you've got a load of embryos which are now primed, you've genetically altered them, and they're all germinating. Is that the word? They're all growing. They're all turning into life. You've got then a load of children, underneath the protection of the agencies that are fucking trying to breed soldiers, using psychological fucking breaking, you know, training and kind of keywords like your super, your winter soldier, trigger words like you know the assassins, like in you know they put these assassins together
out there, like
fucking well, like Black Widow, we've got Marvel heavy tonight, but you know Black Widow went through a training camp where the you know she's trained to be an assassin, but you've got enhanced kids now, who are being taught to have no morals, to not be you know bothered if they kill someone or not. That's pretty dangerous. Do you know what I mean?
But
what I'm getting at is, it's it's techniques and science now getting to a point where you can use them together. Do you know what I mean? Like psychological stuff, yeah, as well as the genetically, the gene manipulation.
Yeah, it's just an extra tool in there.
Exactly. So it's like now, I mean, like, fair enough. Like this CRISP, so CRISP is only kind of recent. Yeah, right. So by the time they've, if they've not done it already, started creating these embryos with enhanced abilities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it 20 years, and those will be fully grown adults.
Well.
Do you know what I mean? With super abilities and who knows what. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying they'll all be flying around like Superman, but are they going to be considered a superior species? Are they going to be then the apex predator? Yeah.
Ooh,
do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you start genetically altering people to be superior than the average human, then what makes them think that they're not? Do you know what I mean?
Well, ain't that the direction that we seem to be going anyway, with like people wanting to ending up putting technology within themselves so they
Just about to get to this, because another way of enhancing and becoming a super soldier is technology.
Yeah.
So, you know, cybernetic enhancements.
Implantments.
We've talked about this as well, and my views on it remain the same. I feel like it's a dangerous thing, as well as not just, you know, kind of, it's the haves and have-nots, right? Yeah, it's the guys and girls who can afford the latest and greatest upgrades against the people who can't, right? Yeah, which automatically puts you in a class system. Yeah, so it's creating a new type of class system of people who can have the upgrade and who can't, right? Whether I can Google, I've got more Google bits than you, or I can compute. You've got loads of computing power. I can zoom my eyeballs into a million fucking feet, whatever. But average guy can't do that unless he's got the money. So you've got all these problems. I mean, that's again on a consumer level.
And is it going to end up being forcible as
that's
well?
Consumer level again. We always kind of got to break it down in these respects, because I feel like when it comes to this sort of stuff, gene manipulation, there is a market for it. You know, cyber enhancements, there's a market for it. I've got no objection with, like, you know, because what the definition of, you know, a cybernetic implant or a prosthetic.
It's for medical,
it's a prosthetic,
and that, then
basically, if it's the definition is something that enhances your abilities to normal supernormal or, you know,
super
abilities.
Super drone.
Super abilities, right,
that's where you're
above normal ability, so
I mean, we haven't even got the...
If you're deaf and
I can't believe this.
What?
We still haven't got the ability to stop hackers from dealing with...
And then you expect to be able to get hacked to your brain or whatever.
And it's like, you know what I mean? Even if someone did it for a prank, you've still got that massive...
There's a risk.
There's a massive risk. Especially in the future.
All right, I get it. What was I saying then?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter anyway. Well, like, basically, the idea of kind of... Yeah, so if you were deaf, right, and I said, right, we're going to fit you with a hearing aid.
Yeah, fair enough.
You are technically a cyborg. Yeah, right? I'm not, in a sense. Well, you do, because you've got an implant, right, that enhances your ability to normal or extra normal level. Yeah? So that's a definition, right, of, you know...
Okay.
Let's judge that one. Well, we've done an episode of it, we did actually go really in depth with this. Now, it's funny because we've done a lot of different episodes on different things that all kind of connect in this one. Because the idea of a super soldier, it has many different levels. So, you know, there is a technology-based effort building an Iron Man suit, for instance, external hardware as well as internal hardware. Enhancing the human in ways that it can normally function on its own.
And I've got one with UFOs.
Well, really?
To deal with UFOs, because there's a lot of, there's quite a bit of information coming out about how the triangle UFOs you spot are actually as, and the agencies that own it or use them their army, their drones, are actually taking people from Earth and doing whatever they're doing with. So they've actually got possibly soldiers there, plus genetic manipulation. They've also got places to, you know, do the manipulation to see if certain things would work and wouldn't work. Yeah, so they've got basically a slavery thing going on there.
Well, it's funny, you know, like all these different ways which sound horrific and stuff like that, yeah. Right. Do you know what the most simple way of creating a super soldier was? This is what the Nazis discovered. Right. So during World War II, the Nazis used to dose up all their guys on meth. And while they were all like frenzied out, they just send them out because they were just like so high.
They just didn't give a fuck.
They didn't feel the pain. They didn't like feel like they felt invincible. So during World War II, like to enhance them, soldiers, it enhanced the stamina and everything. So they just get, basically get sent out. They
and used, a brainwash if you think about it as well.
So yeah, yeah. They used to basically, what was it? Do kind of all sorts of kind of like drug
drug tests, drug trials.
But meth seemed to be quite you know, a standard
one
they use.
Ass.
But fucking hell, yeah, they send them out all meffed up. Well, I think that like that's pretty kind of like cruel. Do you know what I mean? It's like they wouldn't even know what was going on.
But this
all went back down to like it, obviously the Nazis used to do human experimentation on prisoners as well as their own soldiers. Pretty much between 1942 and 1945, where they were 15,754 documented victims of various nationalities and age groups, from, you know, all different types of experiments.
And guess where the scientists went?
Oh, United States.
Yeah, United States, Russia, England.
They went pretty much.
Pretty much to the west.
Just travelled
and then disappeared.
Was that Paperclip?
Project Paperclip, yeah.
So there was plenty of different, you know...
Versions
well,
of soldiers.
Well, like, you know, diversion... There's a lot of different ways they can kind of, like, you know... look into it, you know, like and create an enhanced physical human. But obviously it's not all about physical, it's not all about it's not all about brawn, is it?
No,
it's brain as well.
Hell
right
yeah,
and I think like that is more interesting in some ways, because obviously, like, you know, smart drugs are something that's really quite coming into reality as well, because there's a lot of kind of Silicon Valley guys who are developing or even using what people call smart drugs. A lot of people, like I said, nootropics, and the research on nootropics definitely do know it boosts cognitive enhancement and warrants being a cognitive enhancement. It's, you know, the benefits of them, it just basically is such as improved memory, focus, learning, you know, all these sorts of things.
Well, most people really use
neural pathways and that. Do you know what I mean? Some studies even focus on, like, you know, brain activity and, you know, it, like, you know, people have said it's actually helped recovering brain injuries.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, who knows?
Well, government wants us to stay away from drugs, really, and that's probably one of the reasons, because it opens our minds and actually... brings us more forward.
Well, I said this, and I think this is one of the reasons why, like, shamans and kind of wise men and fucking, like, you know, all these people have always kind of had some sort of hallucinogenic, you know,
spiritual walk
or sort of ayahuasca trip or something that has kind of opened the mind to impart them some sort of wisdom or clarity or kind of like understanding, right? And it's a case of that when you seem to be like under the influence of these things, you are a bit more open-minded, whether it's the drugs talking or if it does unlock something in your brain that kind of gives you a realization of life and the universe. And you see God and you're in your womb and all the rest of it. But whatever, I don't know.
No idea, I'm not tripping,
you know, there must be a reason why they're like, I don't know, I think you should stay away from all that. You know what I mean? Is it just because you know, we're a bit more fucking like, we're not going to go out and graft if we're all tripping balls.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I believed it was used in the olden days to, like, you know, trick the slaves into, you know, do some work. Because, if you found a drug that you can give to someone, which is going to be happy, and then go off and do exactly what you want them to do.
Yeah.
That's like a super soldier drug. It's the perfect drug.
This is the thing, though. I mean, with nootropics and stuff, that it's not just kind of like boosting enhancements. They treat you quite a lot of different things. So you've got common nootropics of like kind of like ones that help sleep disorders.
Yeah.
And attention problems. Like, so you've got kind of like attention deficit or cognitive, problems. These are cognitive enhancing things, and you get cognitive enhanced effects.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, you know, caffeine is what would you consider a nootropic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the stuff.
But like L-thane and caffeine, the two combined. Is popular and reported to promote alertness with without the jitteriness that is associated with caffeine.
All right. Okay. So that's possibly decaf then.
Well, no, because it's still got the caffeine in it, but you still get the boost of energy, but you don't get the jittery sort of anxiety effects of caffeine.
Mm.
But that's when it's mixed with it. Is it's L-thane, I think it's called. They all kind of seem to be kind of supporting cognitive stuff, which again is kind of, you know, the movie Limitless. I kind of like the idea of that it unlocks memories, it unlocks information, it kind of
it's able to
make it accessible, right?
Now,
have you ever thought of something? Fucking hell, it's been years and years and years since the thought of that.
Yeah.
But as soon as you do, it's like, oh wow, it just floods back.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
That to me means that information's been there all that time.
It's just been blocked.
It's just been kind of on a shelf, right, yeah.
Mm.
And inaccessible until someone fired a synapse that made you remember it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And it's all about synapses and kind of like, you know, electrical signals in your brain, right? So it needs to make those connections,
mm-hmm.
yeah, to like remember things, right, yeah. And if you've got you go on a heavy bender and you smoke a lot of weed or you drink a lot, right, then you kind of like you break these things, you get like kind of like damaged, you know, brain receptors,
this is what could happen in the long run, like a lot more damage.
So, you know, you kind of like lose connections or whatever. Yeah, right. I'm assuming. But like, these sorts of things have obviously helped to repair them. Yeah, right. But being able to kind of access that sort of level of knowledge and memory, like everything you've ever seen or ever heard is suddenly available and at your disposal, is fucking amazing. And obviously there's nothing on the market that can do it to that extent.
Ooh.
But there are things that are very similar. I mean, I've seen a couple of YouTube videos in doing the research to this, where there was a guy who sat there and he got all the ones on the market and he did a clinical trial with it, personal one, right, yeah, to see what would enhance his cognitive skills, and he devised a load of tests to kind of see what would be improved and what wouldn't be. And, you know, like he basically said, all of them he tried had positive results. Do you know what I mean? Like, some better than others, some were more expensive than others.
Now, probably the Wall Street one, because there's actually the one from Limitless, they reckon that the Wall Street, on Wall Street you ask for it and you can get
you
it.
You see, that seems
there.
A bit kind of like obviously over fantasized and kind of like it's like offer, you know, it's making claims. It's making some bold claims.
Yeah,
I've
made some bold claims, but yeah, apparently so on where Wall Street.
I mean? Business guys fucking like want to be sharp as fuck, don't they? I mean, those guys.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, well, But so, not in the 80s.
No.
But, like, you know, the idea that having the most sharp, focused mind with where all your plans are so well cleverly thought out, is that not being enhanced to a point where you can out-strategize? You know, not only being able to kind of enhance somebody to with the physical attributes, but being able to impart that type of brain power on them as well, is that not just dangerous? Because I feel like that's just giving them the full package. Just they saying, hey, yeah, just fucking take over, why don't you?
Well, yeah, at one point, if you do expand it to a certain degree, like on the mind of a super soldier, it could turn around on you.
Well, this is what I'm saying, because like I say, basically, you're basically creating
a monster.
Well, not a monster as such, well, but really, an apex predator.
Yeah, well,
you're creating someone better than the human race, right? Yeah. So essentially,
definitely anyone could do it better.
Well,
than
not
us.
Better, but you know, like different. But in an extent that they have more.
They are a god among people.
More physical attributes as well as mental attributes that are gonna basically set them apart from humanity, right? Yeah. To an extent that they are like 50% better at everything that we can do.
Well,
jump higher, run faster. That is essentially an apex predator. Well, and if you're going to go and create that in a lab, then what do you think is going to happen? Extinction.
Well, our attention span is actually decreasing according to Microsoft.
I believe it.
Study, 33% over the last two decades. So if that's the case, we're dulling down and the super soldiers dulling up, then they will be a god to us at one point when if we're like...
Well, yeah, we're like going to look at... We'll be like, what the fuck? Where do you guys come from?
Yeah,
it's like, we were growing in a lab.
Oh, is that right? Oh, is that food? Or is that, you know what I mean? We can't do anything.
We don't know.
You do it for us.
We don't. Can you
I
open this jar?
With the government at the moment.
Can you open this jar of pickles?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Please help.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, these things, obviously, they've got, you know, ethical and safety concerns across the board.
Oh,
but
yeah.
And there's all these ongoing studies.
Well, do they
studies.
Care? Do
they don't
care? They're going to do it anyway.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, would it not be... I mean, we've seen the movies, we've seen all these things. So would it be easier to kind of just give them
mean?
A jab?
Yeah.
Like say a military decorated officer, somebody who's like responsible and knows the crack and knows, you know, he knows how to conduct himself and, you know, a bit kind of like Steve Rogers, where you've got brave and all the rest of it, all those attributes that you want, as well as the enhanced, you know, morals and all the rest of it. Would it not be better to do that than create somebody with none of it? Do you know what I mean?
No,
like, who's easy manipulated and easy going to just go out and kill people because you tell them to?
That whatever they develop, they will not want it to go out on its own. They would want somehow to control it, even if they had to kill it if it didn't respond to their request.
Well,
but yeah, like, you know.
I feel like, you know, obviously there's a lot of research probably gone into this, and it obviously faces a lot of challenges, including ethical dilemmas and the responsibilities of, you know, the governments not to fucking release monsters into the wild. But, you know, people trying to, you know, boost their cognitive skills and stuff like that, or their brain power for reasons like, you know, they're trying to get an edge or get a kind of like you know, they're just kind of worried that they're not focused enough or whatever. I feel like those types of things are kind of good, to an extent.
Depends.
I feel like it's when they start getting into the realms of super fucking human. I mean, boosting your focus and your mental clarity is not harmful. It's kind of helping you in your day-to-day. That's how you should be.
But it seems like they're targeting the kids, like you said before, like there's no point targeting the adults. You might as well target the kids first and make them either more stupid so you can more manipulate it and then bring it up as your own and teach it.
That's probably the way it go, because like I say, if they're using gene manipulation to create these enhanced beings, then it stands to reason that they would be bringing them up in a way that isn't a normal childhood. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're not. They'll be in fucking training. They'll be in bowel training or like fucking gun range or whatever. Because
might have been speed growth hormones
who
as well.
Who knows? That's. I mean, like literally, this is fucking getting into the worlds of science fiction. But in reality, there are projects that go on behind closed doors. Whether they're building Iron Man suits, super soldier serums, they're doing gene manipulation or
fucking with your mind.
Ways to fuck with your mind, basically, and mentally break you down in order to reprogram you to be a more effective soldier. Mm. There have, for decades, been these projects and programs and experimentation. You know, will it continue? Will they actually eventually get results? Will these jigsaw pieces all fall into place?
Will we have an Iron Man by
we've got an Iron Man outfit and a Captain America coming, basically.
Yeah, right.
And probably a Hulk with some mistakes made along the way.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
You know.
And then something in between or something. Yeah, there'll be all sorts.
Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. But, like, you know.
We will.
With great power... Comes great responsibility, as Uncle Ben once said.
Yes.
So
he did.
Well, if you've got an opinion about this week's episode, or you've actually got a super soldier serum, or you would like me to test it.
I'd love to test it.
Yeah, give us a shout.
Yeah, I think you need it.
Fucking, do you think I'm a bit Steve Rogers?
Pre-workout. Yeah, just give you a little needle there. There you go. That'll sort you out.
Well, I feel like you know, it's mind-bogglingly.
That's a new fucking, one for the dictionary.
It's a new favourite. Invented word of the day. Bogglingly.
Yeah.
Fucking weird to think about. It's all ethically challenging to me. I feel like that whole kind of like manipulation of yourself, one, to become something other than you are, like, you know. Who needs it?
Well, no one needs it, but you go and try to tell government and like, companies that. And
they need it. Yeah. Like I said, they're watching Captain America going, we need this.
Yeah, right, we definitely need it. Never do it.
Well, super enhancing either way. I feel like, you know, super soldiers, you know, would you take the super soldier serum if you were given it? Bottom line.
No, because I'm great as I am.
That's what I would have said. You are actually perfect as you are, Taylor. You don't need a super soldier suit.
No,
neither does anybody else. Right, well, moving on forward through the show, we do have some news coming up. All right, about now. It's the news! Breaking news, Taylor's got a cough.
I have.
Hey, well.
What is it? Is it COVID? Has it come back?
No, it's not. Right, anyway. We've checked around the World Wide Web to find the newsiest news around, and I don't think we disappoint, because, you know, I try and find the best stories, you know what I mean? I try to find the most fucked up stories, what's going on in the world at the moment. And, this week's just not been any, you know, we've got a new year, but, like...
Yeah, still bonkers.
Still bonkers.
That goes on out there.
Yeah, apparently, Amazon workers, were told, you know, if you're facing financial hardship this year, that you might want to write a letter to the company's orange blob logo.
Huh?
Yeah, well, it's a new initiative. It was basically saying, like, you know, if you're having hardship, if you write a letter to the, like, basically to head office, begging letter.
You beg to me.
It's not every employee, selected employees.
Oh, that's that's a bit wrong now.
And then, if you beg, you might, I'm saying
might.
Have your dreams come true. So, you know,
bow down.
It sparked a bit of debate, I think, you know, basically saying if you paid was a better wage, then we won't be financial hardship.
Too,
do you know what I mean?
But,
you know, selected employees would be chosen to have their Christmas wishes fulfilled.
Actually, why aren't they being investigated for that kind of stuff?
But, you know,
breaking rules and regulations there.
It's a bit kind of harsh. I think this was going as, you know, to a New York depot.
Oh.
So not a UK one, but, you know, it's still Amazon, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know?
It's still the rich hitting the poor.
Well, net worth, you know, Jeff Bezos, who obviously is the founder of Amazon.
Yeah.
Net worth $172 billion.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't make some of his employees' dreams come true.
No.
Give him pay rise, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop sending your ass to space. Do you know what I mean? Warehouse employees can earn from £17 or $17 to $28 per hour.
Biggie.
Depending on the position. I mean, that's a quite high, I mean, hourly rate. What's that work out over to here? Probably about
tenner.
Well, £17 probably about £10, £11, £12 an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, working
more than that nowadays.
So it's probably, it's not, that's not actually that great.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
So, I feel like, when you've got a multi-billionaire, one of the richest men in the world.
What, even scratches?
Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, bar humbug.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We know where
some extra fucking coal in the fire this year, Scrooge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Just a little. Yeah. Maybe beg for it. You might find a diamond in there, you know what I mean? So, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, what's it? You like a cheese pizza, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, do I?
What sort of cheese do you like on your pizza?
To be honest, I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
Well, this is right over your street then. Yeah, because a pair of French pizza chefs have teamed up with a cheesemaker.
Okay.
Yeah, and also who happens to be a YouTube star.
Right.
To create a pizza, which boasts 1,001 different types of cheese.
Where can I go? Where can I go get it?
Cheese
I'd
pizza.
Do that,
it's in France.
It's in France?
Yeah, of course, it's French.
Give me the address.
Right, so seriously, that is one seriously cheesy
seriously,
pizza.
Next time I go to France,
Kevin McAllister would love that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's basically, it's 1,001 different types of cheese. Oh, yeah, they set a record. The previous pizza was 254 cheeses.
Okay.
And they set that back in 2020. But his record was later broken, by a guy called Morgan, who cooked a pizza and topped it with 834 varieties of cheese.
We may have another one on the way.
We probably will, right? Yeah, he said 904 went up then, and now it's 1,001.
Oh, I can't. Oh.
How many varieties of cheese are there?
Yeah, and can someone in Britain do it? So then I can nip down
there
more
often. So Taylor can
have
a slice, I'm just wondering how many types of cheese there are in the world.
That's what I calculate on for the next one. Just get one of every kind of cheese you can find in the world.
How much would that cost?
Because
you're not going to mean how much cheese would you like on your pizza?
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, this pizza's got to be stacked with cheese.
Yeah, it's a heart attack waiting.
Oh, obviously,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just going to be a little bit fatty and, like, obviously don't have any problems eating dairy.
You can't be lactose.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have non-vegan cheese. You could have vegan cheese
No, don't put that on.
Is that a variety of cheese, though?
Well, all cheeses are vegan.
No, they're all cheese. No,
they have to be on the packet.
No, vegans, they don't eat dairy products or any product that's come from an animal, and obviously cheese has come from milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so therefore, then they won't eat cheese.
The other ones, then?
The vegetarians will eat.
Vegetarians
sometimes eat cheese.
Yeah.
The guy who created the pizza said, I've been a pizza maker for 13 years, and I've never seen so much cheese on a pizza.
Well, what dedication? Why haven't you tried it before?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, why stop at cheese? I want to see the world's most the most varieties of pepperoni on a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Or the most pineapple chunks.
Pineapple chunks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see the ultimate pizza that no one wants.
Of different chocolate bars.
Yeah. See what I mean? The sky's the limit.
Well, yeah.
Stacks of pizzas. Have you seen anything in the news this week?
I have. Apparently, according to SETI at California University, scientists had a 20-minute conversation with a humpback whale called Taiwan.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because of
Thailand.
How? Yeah. With, like, sonar?
Yeah,
So
basically, speakers, and they had a machine
on to translate it.
Yeah, to try and have some kind of translation.
So
no,
was
like
it a
conversation?
Yeah, I was going to say, because a conversation is usually like, you know, call and response or being a two-way conversation, whereas
How was your day? Well, it's the equivalent.
It's the equivalent of an Englishman going to France and going Benet de douche.
Yeah.
Like Del Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not knowing what he's talking about.
No.
Thinking he knows the lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean,
looking at fool.
It's just, it's like Zoidberg in Futurama. It's like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, my mother was a saint. Do you know what I mean? How do you know we're not insulting the poor thing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we must have some sort of understanding of what their calls mean. Yeah, right. So, you know, able to kind of respond
generations.
And try and understand what they mean when they say
what they're saying.
When they're saying. Yeah. Yeah. And being able to communicate. So a 20-minute conversation is kind of like suggests that they were speaking and they were answering and they understood each other.
Well, it's an upscale, isn't it, from a dolphin. From a dolphin straight up to, because they've had killer whales in and tried these kind of experiments as well, and now they're on the humpbacks.
See, this is it.
And they're
not
getting
only
better results.
Human experimentation. Yeah. They've dragged dolphins in now and humpback whales.
Yeah, everything gets experimentated.
I love that, you know, it's not that. It's just my brain works like where I start visualizing things. So it's like when you said, they started dragging dolphins in. Like, I got this scenario play out in my head, which was kind of like, you know, a 1970s cop show where they were dragging, cuffing and bringing him down to the station for interrogation.
Yeah,
bringing him for a chat.
Family Guy.
Oh, dude. I don't know. Anyway. So they've been having conversations with
apparently.
Marine life.
Yeah,
that's
they've
interesting.
Had a 20-minute conversation. Good luck to them. Did they get the winning lottery numbers?
Oh, I wonder.
Oh,
did they just get told so long and thanks for all the fish?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes. Found this story. Found it pretty funny, actually. Like, this is a Florida woman who threatened to kill her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend.
All right.
If they didn't go and have sex with her.
Oh.
Yeah, this was what the deputy said anyway, yeah.
Okay.
So she basically, like, you know, you know, harassed her boyfriend, yeah, right, and his new partner.
Psycho.
Yeah. I mean, sounds pretty desperate, to be honest, but the Florida woman has found herself behind bars after sending a series of threatening text messages to her ex-boyfriend, including threatening to kill him and his new girlfriend. If they don't have sex with her, yeah.
According, she was up for.
Well,
oh,
she
right.
was just like, well, I mean,
hey, why
he's
not?
Like, he's left her, but she's like, well, I'm prepared to be in a polygamy thing if you want. But she's basically been arrested and charged for aggressive stalking and sending written threats to kill, yeah, after the incident. So, I mean, what I'm getting at, right, the reason why I brought this story up is... the, you know, when you've kind of been in a relationship or something, or you've been kind of like, you're talking to somebody, dating apps and all the rest of it, and it might not work out, or you kind of like, you end up in a heated argument where you're kind of corresponding through text message, or having an argument with anyone. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, a partner, but having these debates or having these heated arguments where threats are made by text message, you might think nothing's ever going to come of it. It's just words.
It's quite easily done,
but this is a person who's now found themselves charged and behind bars for it. Yeah. Actually never actually went in person.
Yeah.
It was all done on text message.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to see, but like, yeah, obviously deputies responded to the address and arrested her for criminal mischief.
Naughty girl.
Yeah, said that the they'd spoke to the victim,
and
they both said they'd been having issues. She'd been calling and leaving messages, but it's just, I find that really interesting that you can now be arrested for sending like unwanted text messages. But why don't they just block her? Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but he's gone the, I suppose, the easier route, right? Let's just finish it right here.
Well,
and
moral of the story there, I think, is just be careful what you, or think before you text.
Yeah.
Think before you text.
You should always
I think
do that anyway.
But yeah.
You're always watching.
I mean, he might have been up for it, and that's why he didn't block her. But then
well,
it was like,
people
why
get
can
arrested
you go?
For just little things on their phones nowadays.
Well, yeah, this is it. Your phone's got you could get you phone. In a lot of trouble as well as being
I
like the greatest thing in the world.
Everyone's phone there's something on there. That
funny you should
trouble.
Mention that actually.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because did you know that there's a new phobia?
Oh no!
This is a legitimate thing, right? Yeah,
oh,
it's an actual
it?
Phobia that has come about.
Trying to badges or something,
right? Hang on, I'm trying to find it now because like it's genuine,
yeah.
Right? It's what was it called now? Nomophobia. Yeah, right. And it is genuine. It's a new phobia that's basically like coming into the mainstream, I suppose. And what it is, it's people who are scared and actually suffer anxiety.
Scared to hear what you're going to say.
Suffer anxiety for not having their mobile phone.
Oh,
so nomophonia. Yeah, right. Is literally the fear of losing or not having your mobile phone or cellular
get
phone.
A life, please. 100% life without
it's 100% new thing, and it's a legitimate fear that is being recognized because people who suffer from it really suffer from like anxieties, suffering for depression and loss. Because
well, good luck when
they've
the
not got
gone
the phone. Imagine if there was like a major EMP or something that there was no mobile service.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people who'd have to just kind of get on with it.
This is what I mean about people like can't leave the phones alone and stuff like that. It's like not everything is on your phone. It is, but it shouldn't be on your phone.
Well, no, but everyone wants to move currency and stuff to it. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah. So this is it is a psychological disorder. Yeah, which is on the rise. It's called nomophonia. Having your phone is a big part of most people's life, but living without it is kind of harsh. I mean, some people do find it quite actually is a phobia.
Yeah, because I'm never bloody off it. That's why, to be honest.
You need to put the phone down, live in the moment for a moment.
So, right, there's a phobia through it now. Right, go and sue the companies. Go and sue the companies or the apps that are doing this kind of stuff because that's the reason because they're getting away with being able to do that.
No, because it's like at the moment we weren't born into it, right? Yeah. Whereas when we were kids, you know, even back as early, it's not even that long ago, 30 years ago, 30 years ago, there was no mobile phones, no internet as such. If you wanted to see your mates, you had to knock on for them.
Yeah.
There was no kind of like there was imagination and attention spans and all the rest of it. Yeah,
you can actually have kids out playing.
Kids from that point on, have been raised with a phone in their hand.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, so to take it off them, of course they're going to get anxiety. They know nothing else. Yeah, so it's about kind of making this technology less of a necessity in life than as something as a tool. I don't carry a screwdriver in my hand. I don't get like anxiety if I don't know where my screwdriver is or my hammer.
It's a tool. It's a tool that should be used, not abused.
Exactly.
And
but
it's the companies that are putting
the danger
there,
and going back to the what we've been talking about all night.
Yeah,
it's well, how do you get around the idea of getting rid of the handset? Yeah, it's incorporating it into the human condition.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thing because obviously I'd rather have it at arm's length that I can switch off and put it in a drawer or put it away for a bit.
Exactly.
Than being, notifications going off in my ear all every 5 minutes because I've got a chip in my head.
Because your information is money to them and they want all the information, whatever you're doing throughout the day, they want to know every bloody second of it so they can go and spend that. Somewhere else.
Talking about quickly, I think we have talked about a story very similar to this.
Yeah.
But you know the robots are on the rise.
Oh yes.
Robots, man, they're on robots in disguise.
Go on, Transformers.
This is not a Transformer. It is. It's an abuser.
Oh.
And it's another case of a robot in a factory attacking an engineer.
Going nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is a Tesla robot that attacked an engineer with its claw. Right.
With its claw as well.
So,
it thought it was Wolverine.
I'm not sure if this is a same story or a new occasion, because there was a case of this which we recovered a couple of months back.
Yeah.
But like, you know, robots are on the rise, guys.
They are, and they are damaging by the looks of things.
Seems like careful. In fact, the last one that I watched, or the last one I saw even, was it mistaken the worker for a cylinder, and it picked him up and crushed him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one seems to be that they've knocked him over or like hit him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it is a different case, this one.
Yeah, I just remember one a couple of years ago where there was it three robots, and they ended up killing like 40 odd people, including 7 Marines. The rest were scientists, and then they killed 2 of them, but then one of them was using satellites and stuff like that to actually get out and get into the net and stuff like that. But they eventually caught it after a time, because it did actually get out.
Right, okay.
But that's another day, that story. We'll probably do an episode on it at a point.
Yeah. Did you hear about this woman?
Yeah.
She's had to plead guilty, but I thought this... Do you know, it's that Alanis Morissette song, isn't it? Ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She ploughed into a DUI sign whilst drink driving.
Oh, my.
Isn't it ironic?
Well, that's what it's there for, isn't it? To stop the drink drivers.
Well, yeah. Well, that's exactly what it did.
This way.
It literally stopped her. Stopped her in her tracks, right? Yeah, stopped her drink driving at least. But yeah, she smashed into a sign warning that police were on the hunt for anyone drink driving. So yeah, it did exactly what it did. Did the job, didn't it, really? How ironic.
Yes.
Don't you think?
It is, don't you think?
Have you seen anything else you want to discuss?
Well, have you seen this about the Queen of Denmark is now looking in 2 weeks' time, advocating?
Oh, right, okay.
Been on the throne for like 52 years.
Oh, I can't be arsed anymore. That's what she's thinking. She's like, do you know what?
Not like our queen. Our queen stuck it out. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe she's like, do you know what? Out of respect for Her Majesty, the Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth, maybe if I stuck around, I might beat her. She might be like, I'll step down just out of, you know, respect for her.
I don't think she'd be able to do it.
I know, she'd be like going for that record. Yeah. You know what people are like, competitive by nature.
I wonder if, because I don't know how it works over there, I wonder if their monarchy's gone now, or that who's going to be put into place, who's going to be the next one in the line. Or did they vote?
Might be a King Ralph situation.
Yeah, it might be.
They might send you a
letter.
Might
knock on my door.
And go, Taylor, you're the king.
Oh, sweet. Oh, like, do you want, lovely.
Could fly you off in a helicopter.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you've got princesses all up in your business.
I'll make sure England's all right. You
can
know
I
mean?
Be a duke?
Can you be a duke?
Can I be a duke?
I can be a knight.
A knight? And what?
You can stand at the doorway while that.
No! Well, fuck you then. If I'm the king, then I'm making you my jester.
Yeah, all right. Anyway. Yeah.
A lot of people waking up this morning, or yesterday morning, as it were, now, because we are now the 2nd of January.
We are.
What are you talking about, dude? Anyway, right. Well, anyway, most people waking up thinking, heir of the dog.
Yeah.
Heir of the dog. But, you know, Bloody Mary. Get a Bloody Mary, innit? Yeah, right. But there's been there's been a thing about like whether Bloody Marys are actually like, you know,
did he work
basically. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but apparently they do work, but more so in the morning.
Like, well, come on, most people are going to wake up in the afternoon after they
So I don't know why. But studies show that apparently they work more in the morning than in the evening. I have no idea why.
Well, so wake up, have it, then go back to bed.
Well, yeah, look, right, so...
Probably.
So come Monday morning, the Bloody Mary will flow heavily low... What is it? So on breakfast and brunches spots, across the United States. But come the afternoon... Then they're not available. Do you know what I mean? It's an unspoken rule, apparently. Like, this is why, right? Yeah. So, Bloody Marys, they're just on the breakfast menu. And it's not a case of that they don't work. It's a case that they're not available.
but yeah, it's just not available.
And most people, like you say, will be waking up at noon or over.
You're forcing all them poor people with a hangover to come out.
There's no point in having a Bloody Mary because you can't get one.
You know what? Buy the stuff yourself and put it in the kitchen and then make it just before you go to bed and get up.
Have a Bloody Mary. Yeah, well, no, it's only so you can get back on it.
Well, yeah, every dog, mate. Yeah, just get the vodka down your neck again. You'll be sober within
Well, whatever you're doing, I hope you manage to recover after your New Year's celebrations. I heard this story. This was piss funny, and I thought a pastor would have like had a bit more kind of, you know, love about him for his fellow man.
Yeah.
But this is a pastor who's accused of of trying to throw a McDonald's cook into a deep fat fryer.
Oh.
Yeah. For disrespecting his wife.
Oh well, I mean, depends what he said. You know what I mean? If he's
still, he's still a pastor. He's like a fucking man of the cloth. So yeah, a church pastor in North Carolina has been arrested on allegations of attacking a cook at McDonald's. He was calling his wife. He was called in by his wife, the manager in training. So she worked there as well, yeah, right, and said that basically the staff member was disrespecting her. The pastor had obviously an altercation with the employee.
Yeah.
Nearly fucking fed him to the chippy.
Wow, it was, do you know what I mean? None of his business in the first bloody place.
Well, it's his wife, but I mean, that's still not the point. But like, he was, he's 57 years old. He was arrested and charged with assault after the police were called to the McDonald's branch. Crime of passion, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not, is it? That's the thing. No, it's like, he's just being aggressive because he's felt insulted or disrespected. Is that not the same as, like, what, you know, Will Smith did?
Oh, well.
You disrespected my wife.
That was done with class.
No, well, it wasn't, really. You not heard what the current situation with that is?
No, what's going on there?
Apparently. I mean, Chris Rock's with her now.
What?
Apparently.
No, fuck. Nah,
serious?
No,
she's expecting his kid.
No.
I believe so.
No, seriously.
Let me Google it, because, I mean, I don't want to be giving misinformation, but if you've got a news story, you crack on and I'll research it quick time.
I'm pretty shocked at the minute.
Give us a news story. Go
all
on.
Right, then. Here's a news story. Right. Google NY2.13 on Google and go on Westlaw. There's a actual article on a new legislation in New York City where the authorities can collect any single person within New York and take him to a prison, an institution, somewhere where they will be locking you up and forcing you to have the jab if they wish to at any time from now on. And there's arguments at the minute of, well, that takes your freedom of rights away and stuff like that. But apparently within the document, it states that the law cannot get involved in it apart from picking the person up and taking him to the quarantine.
Right, okay.
Which is... If it's in effect, and once it gets used, then I think there's going to be an uproar. I hope the New Yorkers uproar over it, to be honest, because if it's going to start there, it's going to move to everywhere else. And I wouldn't want to live in a society like that, doing that, because it's possible that it's going to happen in January, March this year, if we sign the document to the WHO.
Right, okay. Well, here we go. I've just done a bit of looking into it. Going back as the 12th of October... Jada Smith and Chris Rock. Jada admits that Chris Rock asked her out on a date.
Not wrong with that.
Whilst during the rumours of the divorce. Kerfuffle. Yeah. So, like, obviously, there's a controversy of the divorce going on.
Yeah, because then he put the divorce, not
well,
her.
Yeah, no, but like, I definitely heard something recently about one. I think he's his son who keeps kind of coming out with all the goss.
Yeah,
just keeps blurting it out. has kind of said something that, you know, along the lines of they're kind of together. Expecting. I mean, I don't know where I saw that, but I mean, yeah. But like, who knows? I will have a look more into
circle,
it. Don't take my word for it, because that's kind of like, but you know,
well,
in terms
of shock.
Yeah.
Weird, I can't believe it. That's
who knows? I mean, like I say, it might not go that deep, but you know.
But it sounds like it does.
Talking about going deep, Pierce Brosnan's facing some deep charges.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
why?
After allegedly walking in Yellowstone's thermal areas. It's federal crime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's, what's it?
Jailing.
Facing possible jail time.
Jailing.
Yes,
jailing, just because he's a
after
celebrity.
After walking in Yellowstone's National Park, hydrothermal areas, in violation of a federal law, according to court documents. So Bronson is facing, like, you know, very heavy charges. For
life.
This is like, you know, areas of the park that's
there's been a lot closed down lately.
Yeah, there's
to
natural,
be honest,
there's nature protection and all the rest of it.
There's a lot of stuff going on there at the moment.
Well, it's because of the thermals and stuff like that. It's basically like Yellowstone's obviously one of the biggest volcanoes. Ever. So, you know, you don't know. You don't want...
Super volcano.
Yeah, that'd be a news story, wouldn't it? Pierce Brosnan accidentally sets off Yellowstone.
Yeah.
By farting or walking on it or something.
He dripped a little bit of water on there.
Yeah, but yeah, he could be facing federal charges, believe it or not.
He's
so whatever
gonna,
you make
come
of
on,
that.
We all know he's going to give him a bong and he's going to get away with it.
Do you think?
Yeah, he ain't going to get charged because
he's
a celebrity.
Hey, I'm James Bond.
I can't charge a celebrity.
Like,
I will be
charge
known as the one
James
who
Bond
charged him. Yeah.
Okay. Have you got any more stories you'd like to talk about?
Yeah.
I've got one or two.
I've got a bonger one.
A bonger?
Bong, yeah. Yeah, biggest bong. Well, Big Ben.
The world's biggest bong.
Yeah, Big Ben
hits
today.
Hits from the bong.
Or yesterday. It's 100 years it's been bonging.
Wait a minute. It didn't bong yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
It's been...
It's always bonged.
No.
Even in World War II, at
no,
a certain time, they used
it,
radio.
They closed
to
it
bong
down,
it,
haven't they? Because they've been doing restoration work on it. Is that not right?
Yeah, but it got brought back on.
When? But they didn't bong it for the thingy last night, did they? For
to be honest, I don't know.
I'm sure I watched. I was listening to the, you know, the New Year celebrations, and I swear I didn't hear the bong.
Mm. Apparently okay, it's bonged for 100 years.
People listening like going, what the fuck are you talking about?
Big
bonging?
Ben, mate. Big,
Big
Ben. That's
Big
where
clock
your watches come from. It's Big, from Big Ben.
All of them.
Yeah,
give,
all
Big
of
Ben
them
gives birth to
all
the
watches
in the world. That's where they all come from.
Yeah, yeah. So if you ever wanted to know, and you could tell your kids.
And then Starks drop them off at local Asda's and Argos.
Jewelry shop.
Jewelry
the
shops.
Expensive ones, yeah, yeah. You know, the diamond
the
encrusted
the
ones.
The ones that are born with a silver spoon in the mouth.
Well, yeah, Rolex.
And
Rolex going down the road, yeah.
Ones who are ones who are destined to become scientist friends.
Yes.
Casio keyboard ones. Anyway, like, we're fucking going off on a tangent.
We are, you know.
I've got this story here. Talking about, like, you know, passage of time.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Over last night, Mickey Mouse has become public domain, believe it or not.
He has.
This is because, basically, obviously, usually what happens is if I wrote a character or a book or a piece of work or a film or a music or anything like that, yeah, your copyright is your lifetime plus 70 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I think it used to be 50, but they extended it. And then, so you get kind of like an extended period after you die where you can still claim royalties on that work, gets passed to your family or whatever. But, you know, Mickey Mouse, it's a big, big business, man. Mickey Mouse is what? The house that the mouse built.
Disney are crying in their soup.
Well, they're not, and they are. But, like, you know, Disney have obviously built their whole empire on public domain works, like, you know, Robin Hood and Sword in the Stone, and even Frozen's like an Icelandic, you know,
story.
And you know, all Cinderella, all of them, they're all kind of like adaptations of public domain and classic works. So they can't really argue. They've had some originals, but majority of their work is kind of been based. Peter Pan, all of them. Peter Pan's actually one that's just come into public domain as well. Peter Pan and Wendy, the book.
Yeah,
but it's quite exciting because there's going to be a lot of kind of like over the next few years. If you think about 1928 when this was released, Steamboat Mickey. Means that there's going to be a lot more coming into the public domain in the next few years, but notable characters such as Batman, Superman the next couple of years, Donald Duck, few others, quite a lot of us, and even more so going into the future. And these
will it devalue though the people who've got the object?
It just
of,
means
like,
so basically, right? It does. It definitely does devalue it because, like, whereas you know,
a brand new one over there.
Well, Disney, right? So let's look at Steamboat Mickey, right? Yeah. So the only thing that's been public domain is that version of Mickey Mouse, right? The 1928 version.
Yeah.
From Steamboat Mickey, yeah. There's been many different adaptations, different versions of Mickey Mouse, all been patented and copyrighted over the years, slightly changed and finessed, But they're all, they'll have the copyright for the next 100 years, right? Because they've recently been copyrighted, But these old copyrights, they actually went to Congress to try and get extensions, and they did, and it got to like 95 years, nearly 100, getting on 100 years. And before... they went, no, you can't have any more extensions, and this is it. 1st of January was the deadline, and now the Steamboat Mickey version of Mickey Mouse is fair game. You could literally make a film using that character, and Disney couldn't sue you. You could put it on a T-shirt and sell it, and Disney couldn't sue you. As long as you know, they know that it's not a Disney product and not endorsed by Disney. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, or you could go to China and get a copy of it anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty like much what I'm getting at
is, the thing is, it's like, it is quite exciting, but obviously, like I say, Disney's built on this sort of stuff, so putting stuff back into the public domain where, you know, other creators can take influence from it is quite a, you know, it's just
it's
a normal
long,
thing
though.
To do.
I think it's too long.
Well, is it? Because I think 100 years is a good amount of time, you know, to say, like, look, right, you've created something, you want to be able to say, like, right, this is my creation and I'll get paid for it, but after I die I want to be able to pass that to a family member and say you get the benefit from it now, this is my gift to you, but that's not going to last forever, you know what I mean, because you could keep passing it down and passing it down and passing it down. There comes a point where that is fair game. It's in the public domain and anybody gets fair usage. Do you know what I mean?
Suppose it depends on what it is.
And there's that much media being produced nowadays, especially, that there's going to be a point where it's like just a literally flood of public domain content.
You could literally
launch TV channels on this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's all still what we'd consider watchable material. Like, in a couple of years, The Wizard of Oz, which is still a family favourite. People watch it, they gather around, enjoy the film.
Watch it today.
But that's, in the next couple of years, is going to be a public domain movie. I could literally create a TV channel and air that movie.
Time and time again.
Nobody could go, well, you owe us money and royalties for airing our film. It'll get exciting because there's so much content that's coming out. It gives you more option to kind of be able to go, well, maybe I should do that. Maybe I could launch a TV station. Let's do it. Publicdomain.com. I don't know. Fuck it. Anyway, copyright. You can have it in 100 years. But I thought that was quite cool. Mickey Mouse, the mouse, the house, the evil Mickey Mouse. He's now got to give up his rights to his kingdom.
Gutted.
So, yeah. Gutted. Anything else you've seen this week?
No, I've only got NASA now.
Well, go for it.
Got anything?
I have got NASA news, that's it. I've got a couple of NASA stories, and that's me.
Well, I've got one NASA story that
it's getting late.
The 24th of December 2024.
And what's that saying?
This year, there is going to be a first time ever a human object has gone so close to the sun. It's going to be 3.8 million miles away from the sun. Or it'd be going so fast and so close.
What do you think will happen to it?
I hope it survives, because if it does, then it hopefully it can give us some more information, because it is on the cusp at the minute of, like, it's a bit of a wild child at the minute. It's flaring everywhere, so we
it's having a tantrum. That's what's happening.
It is. It's like it's having it's throwing its
toys
out the pram, and like we need to work out on. we seriously need to work on is it going to affect our electricity within the next, like, let's say 50 years, because there is a big chance that a Carrington event is going to happen.
You're talking about, like, corona mass ejections and stuff, yeah. You know, like, but, well, yeah, there is some heavy activity from the sun at the moment, I think.
Yeah,
like,
it's in its process. It does it, like, every 11-year cycle, but for the next 6 to 18 months, it's going to be really wild. It's its wildest time coming up now. But the more information we can get off it, then, you know, the better we can prepare or, like, you know, see if it help ourselves at the end of the day, because that's what we do.
Oh, self-preservation.
Yes, totally, totally.
No one else is
going to do it out there, well, aren't they?
Rather that, or an asteroid, or aliens. Mm. One of those. I think 2024 might be an interesting one.
I think it's going to be a weird year.
Already going into it, end of December, this is a first.
Yeah.
Yeah, two alien abductions happened in the same place on the same night for the first time in history.
Whoa.
As far as we know, documented case. We might have to cover this, because this sounds like a cool story up our street. Two alien abductions happened on the same night, same place. Experts are claiming it's the first time it's ever happened.
At the same time was that as well?
Same place for the first time.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. So
said that they saw a UFO which landed on the banks of the... The Pascagoula River in Mississippi. Is that the Pangaloria? Is it the I can't pronounce that. But a river in Mississippi. Before three creatures kidnapped two fishermen.
Oh.
Yeah. She says, also remembered seeing a strange grey man emerge from the water as they stood watching the UFO pier.
Hmm.
On the opposite side of the river?
Ah.
She said that she could remember that all she could remember for about 45
minutes.
No, it says here, it says that is all she could remember for 45 years before her husband Jerry made a deathbed confession that they had been abducted that night.
Oh, shit.
Right, so serious. And then did she just remember it all of a sudden? Now they're basically believes that this is the first case of a double abduction in UFO history. Dr. Scott, who's been working on the defense agency, said this event was a UFO abduction account, by the river.
Fair dues.
So, yeah, but I mean, the fact that she didn't remember it up until 45 years later. Do you know what I mean? So it's not a recent thing.
Stuff, like you bang ahead and, because don't forget as
I remember that.
Don't forget, it's something that's really fearful to your brain. Your brain can automatically turn that off on the information.
Oh, God, it's nearly 5 o'clock in the morning.
And with that information, it scares you so much that your brain has to take over and switch that off.
Yeah, true.
So, her husband said, you have been abducted. I lied to you all these years. I'd slap him around his face. Cheeky git.
I know, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
I was trying to protect you.
Yeah.
Anything else? I've got one more NASA story. Basically, it's not a major NASA story, but it's the it's about beavers. Yeah. Spying on beavers from space could help save California.
Good idea, actually.
So, basically, this is about a group of scientists who've taught an algorithm to spot beaver ponds in satellite imagery, which is obviously population problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we got droughts and stuff.
Yeah.
So, they're saying that, like, it can help. I don't know how it's
going
to save
California. Destroy
more
nature
it's basically like being able to balance the ecosystem a bit better. Obviously the wetlands store a lot of the water, and if there's droughts, then, you know,
it gets dry.
And obviously, like, that rather
we don't want the beavers to
messes up their habitat. Yeah. But obviously then they kind of like migrate to other watery areas, which fucks up water systems as well.
Yeah,
so messes it all up. By being able to track them and mapping behavior, you know, beaver mapping models, yeah. Right, yeah. They're able to kind of like get a better understanding of like population, yeah. As well.
Okay.
As well as kind of like
should be able to get a lot of information through all that.
Well, obviously as well, they build dams.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So if they're able to kind of like maneuver the beavers, I think, to try and get like, you know,
certain areas off,
more wetlandy, yeah. Than others, because if they've got a drought, yeah. Then they might be able to kind of push the water in a way.
Yeah, based on use them but don't abuse them. Like we've been using the system. What's it?
Well, some of these beaver dams can hold like millions of gallons of water.
Yeah.
So like, you know, but they do reduce like flooding. But like, yeah, yeah. I suppose if they can kind of like use the beavers to their advantage, then obviously it can kind of save the area, save kind of like the ecosystem. The little superhero beavers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they've had the serum.
The super beavers, super serum beavers. With chomping teeth.
What was that?
Well, there you go. That was my last story. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
I think we're both tired, aren't we? It's been a long day. Yeah, it's like New Year's Eve last night, and then we've got record tonight. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I feel like we've done our bit this week. Yeah. If you stuck around to the end, thank you so much, because you're so good. We've tried.
Yeah, we have.
We made it. We made it.
We've made it for another year.
All I can say is 2024, expect some exciting things coming up over the next year. Yeah. Thank you to everybody who's contributed to the podcast over the last previous year.
Yeah.
You've all been amazing. Everyone who's listened, thank you so much.
Yeah. Especially those ones who, from the start.
Well, because there's people who have listened from the start. Yeah. There's a lot of people who have helped us on the way, who've kind of been like really kind of cool, in terms of engagement and like really helping us out, giving us shout outs. So you got to give kind of people like Brian, who's really engaging on YouTube. I want to give a big shout out to Deep Digger Dan. And Maz, who on the was it Travel Trolls?
That's true. Yeah.
Site who were really supportive to us. Want to give us a big shout out to everybody on like kind of TikTok and kind of everybody who's subscribed on any of our platforms or Patreon or bought merch or been just a loyal listener.
Supported in any of them kind of ways.
You know, just more. A big shout out to you guys, because obviously, like, you know, the podcast has been going for a while now and we've kind of hit like milestones recently. So we just want to say thank you, and we're going to keep going.
Because we are indeed.
We're season six now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're seasoned veterans in the podcast.
You can get rid of us.
We'll go to at least 1,000 episodes and then we might call it a day. Depends, right? Right. Well, we'll be back next week for another episode of the show.
We are.
So make sure you have subscribed on the many varieties of methods you can do that on Spotify, iTunes.
Lots. Everywhere. If we're not there, you're in the wrong place.
Well, if we're not there, it's probably not a site worth being on, is it?
That is very true.
Just Google us. Yeah. You'll find us.
Bam.
We'll be available on all podcast platforms, but also social media platforms. Yeah. We have merch on the website. Mm-hmm. Go and check it out.
Come on.
We'll be back next time. So I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
We'll be the Never Straight Answer Podcast. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Out.
Hulk smash.